Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, he rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get a caller on the line who tries to name the hidden tune and name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Duncan Holmes is joining us from Fredericksburg, Texas. Duncan, so good to have you on this week's Piano Puzzler.
So good to be on with you, gentlemen.
Great to have you, Duncan. And what's your musical background?
I am a full-time pianist, though I would not consider myself a concert pianist in the way others would. I am, but I'm not just an entertainer either. I am a pianist who does programs at churches and schools and any other places I can get a hearing across the country, but I also play solo piano at a local hotel here frequently and at my church, and play at some nursing homes, and then I also play with a group called the Raggedy Cats. We are a trio, all raggedy, all probably past the age of 70, and, but we love playing.
And Duncan, I was looking at your website, and you play some classical, some jazz, some gospel. You play everything.
I'll play anything but hip-hop, dirty country, heavy metal, and rap.
Okay, well, we'll see if Bruce's Piano Puzzler this week goes any of those places. And we'll see if you can name the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Duncan, I doubt you're going to get stuck here, but just in case, I don't know what's coming either, so we can brainstorm together if need be.
Sure.
Duncan, you said that, you know, piano is your life. You're a full-time pianist. Are you at the piano right now?
I am.
Okay, well, feel free to work things out on the keys if you're so moved. Okay, Duncan, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
It sounds like Stravinsky.
To me, it's one other person, but that's the closest possible next person.
Ah, so very close to Igor Stravinsky.
Yeah.
Okay. If it would be a little bit closer to Igor Stravinsky, I've been wondering if it would have been possibly one of the atonalists, but it didn't quite sound like Schoenberg or Webern. But
No, you're closer. You were closer with Stravinsky.
Stravinsky.
You were closer,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know that I could pick out the tune was Yesterday.
Right, correct.
But I could not get the composer. I keep thinking, was it Russian or French or what?
You're really close, but geographically slightly off. The only reason I would say no to Stravinsky, because it does have many Stravinsky-isms. It has certain rhythms that sound like Stravinsky, and it has some scales that he used, is that it uses some exact patterns and techniques of another composer even more who was very influenced by Stravinsky. Maybe I should play some of it again just so we can
take a break. One more time through.
All right. Thank you. Gander, I guess it may be Bartok.
Yes, there you go. Yeah.
Béla Bartok, the great Hungarian composer who made a study of folk music in Central Europe and brought those rhythms into his own work.
Yeah, and this piece also does certain things that happen in Bartok's fourth string quartet. And dividing the tune up into the harmonies into whole tones and half steps. So, for example, which is all whole tones, and then doing the same thing in half steps. So that the harmonies, too, here are mostly alternating clusters of whole tones and half steps.
Yeah, well, what made me think of Bartok was that with some of the rhythmic patterns in there, because I'm not as much, I've never played any of his music, but I was, you know, you're thinking of that, of the, you know.
You know, yeah, right, right. So you were thinking, when you heard this, probably.
Yes.
Yeah, right, and then. And another technique here is this. That they follow each other. So they're in two different modes and they're off a step.
Duncan, I'm amazed that the first time through you were able to hear the Beatles song Yesterday in that, which, I mean, the song as we know it has such a different rhythm and feel to it, but you were able to pick out that melody instantly.
Well, what got me was, you know, and
you mean the notes, yeah.
But even with that, I mean, Bruce threw that into a completely different harmonic and rhythmic context, but you still heard that melody.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I was listening for it. I was trying to concentrate on that. And I thought, no, what did he got cooked up there? I'm sure you know what.
Yeah, well, it worked.
It
Yesterday,
worked.
In the style of Béla Bartok. And Bruce, now that we know, can we hear this one more time?
Yeah, but Fred, I think from now on we should require all the listeners to have their piano ready.
Yeah, and play things right back to you.
Yeah, it's much better that way.
Right.
That little tonal thing at the end is also typical of Bartok.
Ending in a nice, regular tonal resolution.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's just amazing. Duncan, I love the way you played things back to Bruce and picked out the tune and then found your way to Bartok. That was great. I love that.
Well, thank you.
And you've got a great ear. I mean, you were playing things back to Bruce exactly the way he played them.
Well, I was trying. Yeah. I just had to take a gander at it.
Oh, you got it. So Yesterday, in the style of Béla Bartok, this week's Piano Puzzler with Bruce Adolph. Duncan Holmes, full-time pianist, joining us on the line from Fredericksburg, Texas. Duncan, what a treat having you play this week's Piano Puzzler. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I love being on the show with you guys.
That's fantastic. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.